Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on a football Friday. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it's our pal, Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Hey, Kevin.
JP.
What's going on?
Hi, JP.
What's up?
JP.
Where is Kevin McCarthy right now?
All right, so I do want to apologize for my connection. If it doesn't sound great, I'm at Markhoff's Haunted Forest this morning because doing live shots for Fox 5. So the cell signal isn't amazing, so apologies in advance.
You're out in the hinterlands of Maryland is where you are.
That's, I know.
Kind of deep out there.
And my buddy Max, who's the photographer here at Fox 5, he loves you guys. I know you guys know who he is because you've met him before. But
sure.
He said the king of only says hi to you, Cakes.
Okay, well, tell him we all say hello.
So is Max the king of only, or Cakes is the king of only?
It must be Max.
He called himself the king of only.
Max is the king of only. Cakes is losing his crown.
Yeah, I'm just maybe like I'm the mayor. I don't know. Who knows?
And shout out to Max. Max is a videographer here at Fox 5. He's been with me for been with the station for a long time. Really great guy. And I know he used to come in and do
all those hits.
You guys.
I know.
Yeah.
Miss Tell him we said hello.
Tell him we said what's up.
We will.
All right, so Kevin, right, you actually got a couple of movies you want to talk about, or maybe TV shows. I know one is Netflix and one is an Adam Sandler flick. Why don't we start with Sandler? Because I haven't seen him for a while, really since Uncut Gems, personally.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think at the end of the day, I have always loved Adam Sandler's movies because they're just goofy in the sense that it just takes my mind off of reality, right? So, like, you go back to Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy, Billy Madison, Waterboy. I've just always been attracted to his films because not only are they, like, goofy, the side characters are always great, and I think there's genuine messages in there about bullying and standing up for yourself and things like that. Now, Hubie Halloween is the movie you're referring to. This is the Adam Sandler comedy that's on Netflix this weekend. The cast is insane. I mean, do you guys know who's in this?
Do not.
Sandler is the star, and he co-wrote it. Ray Liotta, Tim Meadows, Maya Rudolph, Steve Buscemi. The cast is insane. Like, the people, if you've been watching Adam Sandler's movies your whole life, this is like, my buddy Sean said this the best. This is like his greatest hits. Like, all the different characters from the Happy Madison, like, universe. Yeah. Come
I think
out
Jason's girl
film.
From Modern Family's in it as well. I can't remember her name. I don't know why.
Julie Bowen.
Yeah, Julie Bowen is in it.
Oh, yeah, local. And Towson girl.
Yep.
So it's what's cool about Julie Bowen is Julie Bowen was in Happy Gilmore in 96, and that movie turns 25 in February, and she's back as a love interest in this movie. Here's the thing. It's like I feel like this is the type of movie that if you review it in a good way or a bad way, you're going to get judged regardless. For me personally, I've seen it twice. It was such a great escape for me. I recognize that it's not Citizen Kane. It's not the best writing I've ever seen. But, you know, for some reason, fart jokes make me laugh. There's just like a ton of immature humor in it, but it also has a great message about standing up for yourself. Hubie kind of reminds me a little bit of like, other characters Sandler's played combined. But I'll tell you this, if you're a Happy Gilmore fan, there's a really cool treat at the beginning of the film, which I won't give away, but a gigantic actor reprises a very famous character from Happy Gilmore at the beginning of Hubie Halloween. it's one of those weird movies where it's hard to sit here and say, like, oh, I can give it a 4, which is like a B. But I'm not saying it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I just enjoyed it. And I don't know if that speaks to the times we're living in. But Jason, I took your recommendation and watched American Murder last weekend. And I look at these two completely differently, like in the sense of like, how did I feel after I watched each one? And they're very different, clearly.
Of course.
But which one did I enjoy watching in the sense that it took my mind off the world? And I would say Hubie Halloween. But I will give you credit, by the way, Jason, because Jason recommended this documentary on Netflix called American Murder, The Family Next Door, the Shanann Watts documentary. I know
horrifying.
It's a strange transition. It's a strange transition from Hubie Halloween, but the reason I'm making that is because, you know, one is pure escapism and one is reality.
One's reality,
and
right.
I think, and so I think the reason why I say that is because right now I feel like people are looking for one or the other. People want to watch something disturbing because it's the Halloween time, but also because they're attracted to stories that, you know, of that type of nature. But then for me, I want more of the escape. So, you know, for me, there's tons of options out there. If you're looking for a fun comedy, I think Hubie Halloween works. If you love Adam Sandler's movies, I mean, I think he gets too much flack. People always criticize his films a little too heavily. In my personal opinion, I don't think he's setting out to make the greatest movies ever made. I think he's just making fun films for fans of his. I mean, the guy is an amazing actor. Okay. I mean, Punch Drunk Love and Uncut Gems, while they're dramatic, they're great. But I'll tell you right now, I looked over at Lauren last night on the couch, and this is going to sound stupid because like it's a goofy comedy, but I forgot it was Adam Sandler. Like, the dude can act. Like, I only saw his character. Like, when he becomes a character, like Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison or you know, the Water Boy, you buy into it. The dude can act. And I think that comedy actors don't get enough credit for what they do. I genuinely don't. I think he's a brilliant actor who just is kind of on the lower side of people's minds in regards to being a great actor because he's more of a comedian.
Dude, is Buscemi in all of his movies? Seems like
yeah,
it.
But well, Buscemi's been in a bunch of them, so like it's like he brings. Dude, Ray Liotta's great in this. Like
right.
June Squibb is great in this. She's hilarious.
Shaq's in it. Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq is amazing in it. Like Shaq has a really great scene. I won't give anything away. I mean, this is probably just showing my immature side. But I'm watching this movie. I don't know how old Sandler is. I think Sandler's probably in his 50s. I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But for me, the dude has been making these jokes for 30 years. I mean, you go back and listen to his albums, like his comedy albums.
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh, and that's where I'm at with Hubie Halloween. It's on Netflix. I guarantee you, Cakes, if you and Amy pop that movie on this weekend, you'd be chuckling on your couch. There's
I'm
no
sure
question.
I would. I'm By sure the way, I would he's 54. Laugh. I watched the trailer. Did you mention it? Is Ben Affleck in this?
No, Affleck.
There's
not
a guy who
now.
Almost looks like Affleck. Who's playing the cop with like a huge beard?
I think it's Kevin James, isn't it?
that's Kevin James. Like I looked at it for a second, it looked like Ben Affleck for a second.
Kevin James is great in it. Kevin James plays this police officer with this awful haircut, and it's the movie's basically like a joke on the right. Halloween story. Like you have a character escaping a mental institution but it's just twisty. It's actually a really insane movie. Like they just kind of threw a bunch of random comedy in there and it just keeps surprising you. Is it great? I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it.
It's good. It's a good escape. All right. Yeah. So you also saw The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Yeah, so this is a new series that came out today. There are 9 episodes. I started with the first episode, and so do you guys remember The Haunting of Hill House? Did you guys ever watch that?
I know you talked about it a bunch
heard
of times,
about
but
it.
I never saw
no
it.
No chance I watched it.
Okay, so The
you
Haunting
loved
of
it,
Hill
though.
House. Oh, it's one of the greatest horror pieces of media I've ever seen. It's Victoria Pedretti, Henry Thomas, who played Elliot in E.T., the director is named Mike Flanagan. He directed Dr. Sleep recently, which was the sequel to The Shining. Bly Manor is another film in The Haunting, or another show in The Haunting series. It's called an anthology series. So The Haunting of Hill House was one thing, and now this is another ghost story under the Haunting umbrella. So you have some of the same actors from Hill House playing different characters in Bly Manor. the first episode of the show, it's a lot less scary than Hill House. If you're a fan of Hill House and you're looking for those like dark, like disturbingly deep scares, you're not really getting that more in this particular series. I've only watched the first episode, so right now I'm just feeling it more from an atmospheric perspective, but it does move a little slower. The first episode of Hill House grabbed me immediately. The first episode of Bly Manor did not necessarily make me want to continue going urgently. I'll get back to it, but I didn't
so
feel
you didn't
like
love it. You didn't love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it, but I I'll give it credit for performances. But Elliot from E.T., who's Henry Thomas, he's great in it. And Victoria Pedretti, I don't know if you guys watched the show You on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
She was the villain in season two. Do you guys know who she is?
Villain really is the main character,
yeah,
but
villain's
he just gets away
killer.
With everything.
Yeah, but remember what happens in season two?
I know what you're saying. She's the ex.
Right. Yeah. Very hot, by the way.
Real quick, because we only have like a minute left. What do you know about the Mel Gibson movie Fat Man?
Oh, my. I saw this. So this is an R-rated film about so he plays Santa Claus, right? And it's like it looks absolutely insane. It's called Fat Man. I think Mel Gibson, I don't know, it just sounds like people have been saying it's like an R-rated, it just looks crazy. The trailer, it looks like almost like Unhinged with Russell Crowe, like where he's just going insane.
Apparently he gets into a partnership with the U.S. military. Santa Claus and the military come together.
Yeah, I read that. I mean, it looks pretty wild. I sometimes wonder how a film like that even got made. You start to wonder and you think about that, but I mean, Mel Gibson... You know, say what you want about Mel Gibson, but you know he's still working. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw Hacksaw Ridge, the World War II film he made Andrew Garfield.
Jason might actually like Fat Man because his guy Walter Goggins plays the skinny man who I believe has a hit out on Santa Claus. His job is to kill Santa Claus.
Yeah, the guy has there's a hit out on Santa Claus. Yeah. I will say this. Everyone always talks about how Hollywood isn't creative and just makes sequels and remakes and everything. This looks but creative.
Definitely looks different.
Oh, yeah, Valdez, I'm with you. Like when I saw the tagline for that trailer hit my Twitter feed, I'm like, oh, I'd watch that. Because it just sounds so insane. Like it just sounds crazy. Like I've never seen something like it before. So I mean, I will definitely see it. And Jason, by the way, if anybody out there wants to check out American Murder, the Family Next Door, the movie I mentioned at the beginning of the segment. Yep. I was truly horrified by what I experienced, but I couldn't.
Well, had you followed the story? Did you follow the story when it was going on?
No. So I didn't know much about the Shanann Watts, Chris Watts story. Yep. But what blew my mind, Jason, was how much footage there was, especially from the police officer. But the best part of that documentary, I know we got to go, was the polygraph test person.
Oh, that's a great scene. Riveting.
Thank you, Kevin.
It was great. Yeah. It was well produced. It's a sad story, but well produced.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. Good stuff.
Yeah. JP, Papa
Later,
Squeezy.
Kevin.
That's Kevin All McCarthy. Right, coming up next, it is week five on a Football Friday. We'll be talking Rams against the Washington football team. And, of course, the Washington football team will not have Dwayne Haskins under center. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Junkies, on a Football Friday on the Fan. We've got John Feinstein, best-selling author, joining us at 8 o'clock. Les Carpenter from the Washington Post wrote the article about Dwayne Haskins benching, where he talks about practice habits and kind of off-the-field things beyond what we've seen on the field. We'll talk to him at 8:40, which should be fascinating. Of course, Stucky, sports betting analyst for the Action Network, is going to join us at 9:40 to give us winners. We gave you our fatties at 6:45.
Yeah, real quick before we get back into the Haskins stuff, I just want to give a shout-out to the Garner family. Very sad story. A guy that Eric and I went to high school with, he was a little bit older than us. He was class of 86. Mike Garner passed away this week. He was a former PG County police officer, really good dude, played football at DeMatha, played tight end there. And he had cancer, and he also – so while he was on chemo, I believe he got COVID, which just crushed his respiratory system. I'm not sure if that was the ultimate cause of death, but he had cancer and COVID, and he was a really good guy.
Cancer and COVID, terrible combo.
Yeah, you just probably can't survive that. And I hadn't talked to him in a while, and thoughts and prayers are out to the family. I really like the guy, and it just sucks. I mean, cancer sucks, and then COVID sucks. And I really feel bad for them. And so if you knew the Garner family, if you went to DeMatha, didn't know them, you can reach out. I'm sure there's some sort of a charity. But RIP,
Mike
Garner.
I'm sure
DeMatha
will have something, yeah. Yep. That's terrible.
All right, so we were arguing about Dwayne Haskins in the 6 o'clock hour. I almost kind of wanted to turn it to Kyle Allen, what we expect against the Rams, but we can get back into Dwayne Haskins if you like. The article in the Washington Post by Les Carpenter, we're going to talk to Les at 8:40, pointed to practice habits, I guess a player, or we don't know, player or coach. Somebody anonymously spoke out about it and said that Haskins' work habits left something to be desired. Jason pointed to, and I don't know if it was the same source, Jason pointed to pregame habits where Kyle Allen would go through drills, and compared to Haskins, Haskins was much more sloppy going through the same drills.
And they said it changed when he was given the starting job. Like, literally they noticed that. Now, that could just be people looking for that kind of thing, of course. But, JP, I think, I don't know who leaked it, but the report I saw was that a player approached Dwayne and said, listen, Alex Smith's not even dressing for games, and he's getting here earlier, and he's out working you.
That wasn't in the article, though. That's something separate. I did see that report.
Yes.
That was something I saw on social media.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember where I saw it because there's so much information coming
actually,
in.
No, that is in the article. That is
it?
In the article.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot out there.
There's
a very minor thing is – he apparently, you know, pouting in a way, he unfollowed the Washington football team on Instagram.
That means it's just flat out childish. I know guys do that kind of thing, but it's just childish.
Yeah.
It's immature.
I'm sure he's asked for a trade behind the scenes now.
But it's not
unexpected.
His agent. Like, you expect that to happen.
It's kind of unexpected, actually, to follow the team that you're on while you're on it. I don't expect that, Cakes.
You don't expect him to unfollow the team once he's demoted to third string?
Yeah, I mean, I actually expect him to take it like a professional and be humble and keep working hard. That's what I would expect, Cakes.
Yeah, I thought he would deal with it in a mature manner, and
right.
I was clearly wrong.
Well, apparently on the field he did. To defend him a little bit, Rivera, from what I heard yesterday, was he's been participating now with the scout team. I'm sure that's not what he wants to do, but I think Rivera said that he participated with the scout team and he stayed after practice to work with some receivers.
Yeah. That's good.
This is a message. You know, we talked about it. You don't go from 1 to 3 usually, right? I mean, unless you're hurt. But it's rare that a guy goes from 1 to 3 on the depth chart on performance. So maybe this is just a message, and he's listening, and he's going to change his habits. We would hope.
So you buy into the habits narrative. I do too.
Yeah,
I'm not
absolutely.
Saying he has
no,
great
the
habits.
Number one thing is poop on the field. Yeah. You can. It's just like we said. We all agree that. Yeah. The number one is the poop production.
But habits contributed.
But habits contribute, and that it's an overall picture thing. And
but this
we talked
is
about it
maybe...
the other day. Hold on, let me finish my thought. We talked about it the other day where Jimmy Johnson said, I have different rules for different guys. right? Mm-hmm. So you can have poop habits and fall asleep in the meeting if you're Emmitt Smith, but if you're Dale Johnson, you can't do that, right? So he could get away with maybe dogging drills if he's balling
right.
during the game.
You're producing,
you know what? He's a guy that doesn't practice that great, but he's a friggin' gamer.
Yeah. If you're producing, the coaches will overlook certain
yes.
things.
Yes. So obviously, the number one thing is production on the field.
I just
That's
don't
been
think
proven.
I'm repeating myself. I just don't think he's good enough. And I think, you know, Cakes mentions it all the time that he was overdrafted. His numbers at Ohio State can be very misleading, especially given all the guys from Ohio State, whether it's Terrell Pryor or JT Barrett or Cardale Jones. There are all kinds of guys who were uber successful under Urban Meyer. Tim Tebow was great under Urban Meyer.
That's not specific to Dwayne Haskins or guys that come out of Ohio State. Guys are overdrafted, not even at the quarterback spot. Guys are overdrafted every single year. But it's really glaring when you spend a mid-first-round pick, the 15th pick, and then he's demoted to third string within two seasons.
Have we seen – let me ask you this. Have we seen the last of Dwayne Haskins on the field as a Washington football team member?
I think so, too. I believe so.
Well, I don't think they have any intention of playing him this year, but if Allen is awful, right, he's going to have moments where he's awful, and they decide they want to play Alex, and then Alex gets hurt,
I think they might go back to Allen at that point.
Injuries withstanding, have we seen the last of them?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
I think they're going to attempt to trade him either during the season or during the offseason.
All the signs point to agent complaining publicly, player unfollows team, body language not great.
They're ready to get out of the Dwayne Haskins business.
The production on the field, literally the most inaccurate passer in the league. I mean, you just can't avoid it.
Right.
Is it fair? No, it's not fair. But, who was it? I thought GP, if you could pull that up, Drabby, GP had a great tweet about other young quarterbacks that didn't get a ton of starts either, and they bailed. Brady Quinn, they moved on.
Yep. And Ron is on. Coach Rivera's bold. If you don't fit in or if you're barking for a new contract and he doesn't want to give it to you, he's going to ship you out. At Quentin Dunbar. I mean, he's going to move on.
They really don't develop you. They're not really that interested in developing you. You got to put up or shut up. You got to show something to build around.
I mentioned it earlier. A guy like Jake Locker was drafted, I believe, 8th overall. He didn't get a ton of starts, more than Dwayne Haskins, but eventually you just move on. Jake Locker's not the guy.
Right.
See if I
can
find
Locker retired.
That's true.
He was injured a lot. Here's some of your games. Rosen, 13. Kaiser, 17. Lynch in Denver, 4. Johnny Manziel, 8
Paxton
starts.
Paxton Lynch.
Yeah,
right.
Paxton Lynch. EJ Manuel, 14 starts.
Yep.
Leinart, 17 games. Akili Smith, 17. Tebow, 16. Brady Quinn, 12.
Right? Mm-hmm. You got to be ready to play.
Some guys, production league.
You got to be ready to play.
Especially now when you got to score a lot of points.
You can't – coaches, they're not going to sit there and blow off a year for you. That's pie in the sky stuff.
We've said it the last several weeks. There are other guys who had the same hurdles, off-season hurdles, no OTAs, no off-season, that have actually had less experience in the NFL in Justin Herbert – and Joe Burrow, and they've come in and they've been killing it.
Killing it might be a stretch, but they've been playing well.
I will say this to defend Haskins, that if he did get time, people do develop at different rates, right? So some guys come in, they hit the ground running in the league, right? Other guys, it takes a couple years, they slowly build up.
Well, if this was 20 years ago, he's probably still playing. I mean,
unless he's
really a pain in the butt on the practice field.
And if you buy into the reports of the practice habits, I'm sure Burrow and Herbert, they're putting in more work.
Well, think of it
they're putting in more effort.
Think of it like math class in high school. You know, the NFL is like calculus, and the coaches are like your teachers. And, you know, if you had problems with trig and geometry, the coaches aren't going to spend the time to reteach it to you so that you can pass calculus. You're already in calculus. If you can't do the math, you're going to fail.
Correct. And they don't care about the draft pick, as we said. You're a quarterback to them. You're not a draft pick, especially if you're not the draft pick of the actual coach. So he's got 3 quarterbacks there. He's got a division that's up for grabs, the Eagles in first place with one win. And he's saying, which quarterback gives me the best chance to win? He believes it's Kyle Allen. His offensive coordinator believes it's Kyle Allen. And that's what they're doing. They've done a course correction because the division is so bad, and they're actually trying to use his words, make some hay in the division. If you want to chime in, you can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. They don't believe Haskins gives them the best chance to win games, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the fans know that.
Yeah.
You can just watch them on the field and know that.
They just don't want to deal with it overall. Now, maybe if all the other things were there, and then they would say, okay, we're going to work with this kid. But I think also, did you also read the quotes where Ron said that I think what irked him is he was making the same mistake over and over?
Yes.
Did you read? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, you know, you can make the same mistake a couple times, but you can't keep making it over
and over.
It was
actually Turner who said that. It was Turner who said, the quote is, there's been some mistakes that showed up that were kind of repeat-type mistakes. I think that's right. What really started getting coach thinking that way. Frankly, when he brought it up, I agreed. So Rivera went to the offensive coordinator. They had a discussion. Rivera said what he was thinking, and he's been transparent about it. He talked about it. And Turner agreed, and then they decided, okay, let's make the switch.
I can only imagine how tilted the coaching staff was looking at the film, because I saw a mashup of his lowlights on Twitter yesterday, and it made people want to pull my hair out. And
will you send it to me?
I can find it. I don't have a vested interest, obviously, and coaches do. I can only imagine just the way they were looking at it, like, this guy's he's just running this ship straight into the iceberg.
It's frustrating because they probably look at it this way. Had they just beaten the Browns, and I'm not saying that if he doesn't throw the interceptions, they definitely win, but it was a winnable game. All right? It's not a lock, a certitude that they win that game if you erase the interceptions. But they're probably looking at it, we could easily be 2-2, and they would be in first place in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's still starting, I would think. But now they're in another situation where they're going to be looking for a quarterback. Now, maybe they think that Alex Smith could be that quarterback next year. I can't imagine. But now they're going to be in a situation where they're going to be looking for another quarterback, either in free agency, whether it's going out and trying to get Cam or someone else, or drafting someone in the first round.
Yep.
And it just seemed – I heard yesterday, this is Kyle Allen will be the 30th different quarterback starting for Washington since, I want to say, 1995.
Yeah.
Now, it's a long period of time, but –
I think somebody said, is it 13 since RG3? Like, that's scary. It's either 9 or 13 since RG3.
Since 2012. 12.
13, 14. Yeah. It's crazy.
I know. They just can't find one.
They just haven't found the franchise quarterback.
Because you got to have the right guy. But here's the thing. The worst thing they can do, in my opinion, is they'll get him in the exact same boat. And I think Cakes touched on this. Maybe it was JP. That who's the donk? Mayock? With the
Mike
Raiders
Mayer.
Talked yeah. about how the worst thing you can do is draft somebody solely because you need, right? And so, like, if you're just like, I don't have a quarterback, I just got to take the next best one, that's when you get in trouble, right? So they got to be in position to get one. They can't just say, okay, I got to get one, and if the top two guys are gone, I'm just going to take the third.
Yeah. Right,
if
right,
the third's
right.
not ready, you can't do that. You got to wait and get them later and – address the other parts. And I think when they drafted Haskins, there was a little of that going on. Like, we just need a quarterback. We're going to get this kid.
Well, also the owner pushed to draft him, so big, to have him in the mix.
It'd be interesting to see if the owner's kid didn't like Haskins because they went to Bullis together and Dan didn't draft him, even though the coach didn't want him. It'd be interesting to see who the starting quarterback would be. Right
Hold
now.
On. Are you suggesting that it's a bad idea to draft the most important player for your team, potentially, because you went to a few games when he played in high school?
Slightly.
That's a bad idea? That's bad business practice?
Yeah. But, I mean, if that didn't happen and they let Gruden make the pick or whoever, it would be interesting to see who the starting quarterback would be right now, because obviously Alex
Smith
was hurt.
I don't think Gruden would have picked Haskins in the seventh round. Like, if it were his pick. I'm not picking that kid, man. Not even with a seventh-round pick, man. Not picking that dude.
He loved Colt McCoy. We do know that. He loved Colt McCoy.
He loved him
for like
Colt McCoy. That's true.
Where is Colt right now?
He's a backup to Daniel Jones.
Ah.
He's in New York.
Completely spaced that one.
And Case Keenum is the backup.
Checks.
And Case Keenum's the backup in Cincy?
Case Keenum is in, hold on.
Or is it Cleveland?
I think he's in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Cleveland.
Fellas, we're going to be hooking up our listeners throughout the show. Once an hour, we're hooking you up with a copy of WWE 2K Battlegrounds, which is tons of fun. Pull off over-the-top moves and use your special abilities to crush your opponents. And your favorite match types like Royal Rumble, Steel Cage, and more, you can get it now on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Stream, and Stadia. Be the 10th caller now at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with a copy of that. Need to let you know, when it comes to complex IT integration, nobody does it better than Software AG Government Solutions. Software AG's WebMethods is the world's most capable integration platform. The mandate for the government is clear: integration and modernization of IT. Learn why the most innovative government agencies turn to Software AG to tackle their toughest integration challenges. Complex IT simplified. Visit softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We got best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein joining us at 8. Les Carpenter from The Washington Post on the Dwayne Haskins benching at 8:40. Stucky to give us some big fat winners coming up at 9:40. We gave you our fatties at 6:45. Yes. You can see them at Junks Radio, if you follow us on Twitter to see our picks. Cakes right now is the leader in the clubhouse at 3-0-1.
And remember, that's a $20 per man contest. So the winner will collect, what's that, another $120?
2020 truly is bizarre if I'm leading in the picks. Now, it's very early.
It is early.
I get it.
A lot of meat left on that bone.
Can we have a caveat in that poll?
What's
Is that none of us can have the same selection? We've been good through the first 4 weeks.
Sure,
but I can see this down the road, where like if JP, like
there's a strategy.
Yeah, right. Where like if JP and Jason are vying for the number one spot in the last 2 weeks, and it comes down to it,
right?
That you know, JP could block Lurch by picking the same thing as him.
Correct. You gotta have some huevos.
I just see
gotcha,
that. Coming.
I like it. What you're saying is kind of like the famous incidents where guys are trying to hit 400,
right,
and they could protect themselves,
right, by being
benched, not playing. But you want us to take some swings, take some cuts.
Exactly.
Well, no, it's guys who are trying for the batting title.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Does that make sense?
They sit down for the last 2 weeks.
I agree with that.
I can just kind of see that where everyone just wants to.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Got to take your cuts.
Yeah. That's the only honorable way to do it, Valdez. I'm with you.
Let's go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. We do it every morning.
Can I just say this?
This time.
Cake sent me the Haskins montage of all the misses.
How bad was it?
Well, the thing is, I feel bad. Listen, I'm crushing Haskins too, but you could make the same montage of everybody on their misses. You know what I mean?
Same thing with the highlights.
But like Grant Paulson said a few days ago, you got to have some good with along with the misses. You got to have a little bit of sizzle. Yep, sizzle reel. Yeah, right.
Thought he had enough.
There has to be some good along with the bad.
We thought he had enough good, even though they didn't win the game and he made some glaring mistakes.
Right.
But it wasn't good enough.
You can have the lowlights as long as there's a highlights package, too.
Right.
Turns out the highlights package is very short compared to the lowlights so far.
Exactly.
All right, let's start with the Thursday night football game last night. The Bears improved to 4-1 as they beat the Buccaneers, who dropped the 3-2, 20-19. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers got out to a 13-0 lead. Late in the first half, Chicago scored two touchdowns, really in a couple of minutes, and they end up pulling off the 20-19 win over the Bucs. Tom Brady seemingly confused on a potential game-winning drive, thinking that he had an extra down 100%. When he didn't on the last incompletion.
Now, the Brady bit is overshadowing the real turning point of the game when Kyle Fuller had a great hit on Keyshawn Vaughn and dislodged the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Bears get the ball, scored twice in a span of, I think, a minute and 12 seconds.
At the end of the first half.
Portion of the game.
Right. Didn't help that the Bucs had 12 penalties in the game, but Brady definitely was confused. He thought he had one more down. That fourth down play to Cameron Brate had no shot at being completed. Zero.
By the way, the Fuller bloodlines are unbelievable.
Four NFL players.
I mean, just think of that genetic lottery. Now they're hard workers too. I'm not saying they're just, you know, lucky. But I mean that lineage is very good with the Fullers.
By the way, if you had Ryan Succop as your kicker in one of your fantasy leagues, he had 13 points for you last night.
If you get double digits out of your kicker,
that's huge.
Big dub.
A couple of updates.
What if you get 6 points from your tight end? Not too good.
That's, I mean, six from your
average,
tight end.
Maybe a little bit below average.
It's kind of average. Like, unless you have, like, Kittle or Kelsey, your tight ends are a big roll of the dice.
Mike Evans gave me 15.
That's pretty solid.
Who will have more wins this year, the Washington football team or Eric's fantasy team?
Washington.
Washington good football question. Team.
Put it this way. They're already ahead of me.
They're ahead of pace.
All right. Well, who will have more wins? The Jets?
Here's the big
Jets
difference, Valdez.
Or Eric's fantasy team?
Here's the big difference.
Yeah.
Those teams are actually trying. Okay. EB is now officially punted.
No. I have tried. I've put in what I think is a solid lineup every week. No one is nibbling on my Aaron Rodgers that I'm dangling.
You got to make some specific
How
trade
do they
offers.
Know that I'm dangling him?
Because nobody pays attention to that. Make
right.
Because they know that doesn't matter. They can beat you anyway.
Yeah. And, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, as good as he is on the field, he's a quarterback. And quarterbacks in fantasy leagues, they're kind of devalued because there's a bunch of good ones.
Well, it depends
Hold on.
Depends on what the rules are.
I just realized they gave me a zero for Derrick Henry because they postponed that game. But aren't they playing it on Tuesday or no?
Yes.
Are they going to fix that?
Yeah.
So here's your NFL news.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry. Now, here's what you have to worry about. If there's a COVID.
Another outbreak.
Yeah, more outbreaks. Yeah,
right. It's risky.
You better have a backup plan.
Yeah. Here's your NFL
news. So I can't swap them out too late?
No, well, you could swap them out.
You can
they already
now.
Gave me a zero for them.
That's just a projection. No. Jesus.
That's just the way they do it.
That's not a projection, JP. That's the live score tracker.
Okay, thank you. It's going to be fine.
He hasn't played yet.
The Titans game has been moved to Tuesday. The Titans
but they didn't
Bills
give me a zero
game.
On anybody else. Go ahead.
So don't worry. Those games will be counted towards the Week 5 stats.
Right. That's scheduled right now for Tuesday at 6 p.m.
And I can't win a game.
The Denver game against New England has been moved from Sunday to Monday night at 5 p.m.
Oh, did you say a 5 p.m. Eastern start?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my pants just moved.
Has there ever been a game on a Monday night at 5 o'clock in the history of the NFL?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
You know what?
That's bad. That's going to conflict with Jeopardy.
I think it's at 6 o'clock. It's 5 p.m. Central.
5 Central. 6 p.m. works, too.
No, it's 5 o'clock East.
That's not what I'm reading.
They're playing the game in New England, correct?
I've got 5 o'clock Eastern, brother.
Why would that be? They wouldn't post
New England. Isn't it Bills-Titans?
You're talking about a different game, Rick.
No, yeah. Ricky, Bills Titans is
you're
two,
talking
that's
about a
Tuesday
game.
I'm
talking about Denver, New England on Monday night at 5 p.m.
Are you okay? Yeah.
That's
Buffalo,
the first
Tennessee
game on Monday
is
night.
Tuesday at 7.
Yeah, that's
so
totally
Monday
different.
Night, you're going to have two games. You got a 5 o'clock game, which is Denver, New England, and you got the 8:15 game, which is the Chargers, Saints.
That is right. Glorious.
And
by
we don't
the
know
way.
Where that game actually will be played because of Hurricane Delta. They may have to move that game.
Right. There's mm-hmm. talk, but right now they're standing pat. All right, here's your top five matchups as I see them this weekend. They're not a ton of great ones. We'll start with the Vikings who head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Vikings, of course, got their first win. Seahawks undefeated.
Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. By the
Russell
way,
Wilson, he slowed down in his pace for breaking the touchdown record, but I think he still has 16 through four games, so he's on pace for 64
year.
Touchdowns this year.
Just a bomb mm-hmm. year.
And Kirk played better last week in the win, so we'll see if the Vikings
keep
can
throwing to Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
guys having a nice rookie campaign.
You know, I mean, Justin Jefferson, great college receiver and can be a great NFL receiver. Got to have a good quarterback to throw to him.
Also, 1 o'clock game, you've got the Vegas Raiders heading to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Raiders have lost two straight, of course. Chiefs 4-0 for the fourth straight season. They get out of the gates.
Thought about
fast.
Using the Raiders plus the 12 as my fatty, but I just don't want to bet on Carr. I just think that's a lot of points to give the Raiders. The Raiders aren't that bad.
I thought Carr looked pretty good against the Bills. I thought since I had them
at
last
times.
Week,
he had a terrible turnover.
The turning point in that game was when Josh Norman punched the ball out of Waller, but I thought Carr played pretty good.
Yeah, I just thought that was a lot of points to give the Raiders.
Josh Norman making a play upon his return.
4:25 on Sunday. Drab took the Colts earlier in Fatties at 6:45. The Colts take on the Cleveland Browns. Of course, Browns off to that 3-1 start. They will not have Nick Chubb in the backfield, and they face the best defense in the league thus far through four games in the Indianapolis Colts.
Man, if you took Kareem Hunt in the middle rounds of your fantasy draft, and now he's just elevated to the top rushing attack in the league, you get hooked.
What about D'Ernest Johnson? You think he's going to get any? He got some decent run last week.
I mean, that's what Stefanski wants to do. He wants to pound the ball, so he's still going to have a role with Hunt being the number one. He's going to get a bunch of carries. He's worth the pickup.
Man, and Chubb going out just absolutely crushed me.
And the two games which I had just at the top, just based on schedule, was the Broncos-Patriots and then the Bills-Titans. Bills-Titans, that's a battle of two undefeated teams, although there is talk that the Titans could end up forfeiting a game because they violated some of the COVID regulations. And, you know, some of these teams feel hoard. Like the Steelers, they lost their bye. They wanted their bye later in the season, and you know they were practicing, and then all of a sudden, no game. It's been moved to later in the year.
If
and
they
we
had
still
more...
don't know if this Titans game is going to happen because you have to have, I think, 2 days of no positive tests.
Yeah.
And yesterday they had another positive test. Another player tested positive.
I mean, what should the rule be? I mean, I don't know if they can actually force a forfeit, but if they continue to have positive tests. I mean, I know you can just tack it on to the end of the year.
I don't know about this whole idea. I know that they had a secret practice or something, so then they clearly...
But what should the penalty be from the league?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think there's a whole lot you could do to prevent a virus. So
no, you can't prevent a virus if you're doing everything right, but if you're breaking rules and you're letting guys in, you're letting guys into the facility off the practice squad without testing them.
Unsanctioned practices and lifting weights together.
But if you're doing all the right things and you're still getting the virus, there should be no...
If you're doing things the right way.
But I don't think they are.
This is where the NFL is starting to talk about a potential bubble scenario because it's worked where it worked in the NBA and it worked in the NHL where you can somehow keep these guys from getting COVID.
Maybe for the playoffs, but I don't think they can't force a bubble in the regular season.
It's hard
with
those huge rosters.
There's too many guys. There's too many weeks. You're just not going to do that.
Yeah. All right, coming up next.
Don't ask my opinion.
We have best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein on The Fan. It's Fridays with Feinstein on a Football Friday on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.